Hello, this is Dan Bishop. I'm coming from Clovis, California, where I teach high school at a relatively large high school there, and I also am a community college director of choirs and orchestras and bands and all that kind of good stuff. I'm looking forward to hearing your performance today. I truly enjoy your warm-up. I mentioned that to your director, and I'm not supposed to do that, but looking forward to hearing your works and seeing what you guys are going to be doing today. All right, first of all, we have your warm-up piece. I'm going to actually stand up so I get a chance to watch you play a little bit and see a few things that you're doing. We're not going to be really making any comments while you're playing. You might be able to hear it from my microphone just a little bit, but what I'm really wanting to do is just to get a sense of what you look like and what you sound like, and then when we start our adjudication for your next piece, it'll be a little easier for me. I love the fact that you all are in unifying outfits. It's a nice look, the white with the black. Congratulations to your director. What a great piece to warm up on. Very chorale-like. In other words, that's a hymn or a vocal four-part piece of music, which this sounds like. It's a great one to get your sense of intonation, watching your conductor. Not terribly difficult. Very nice choice. Right, now we're going on to Prelude to an Old Tale. Yuriko Nishimura. Yeah, first violins. What a scary thing to do, to have to hit a high G pianist on the very first note of a work. And as a group, it was a pretty well done, pretty well right together. It was a little under the concert pitch just a little bit. I apologize in advance. I do have absolute pitch, and so it's difficult for me to hear different variations of those kind of things. But still, the fact that you hit that, you were all together, that was really wonderful. You know, looking here at rehearsal 7, I hear all the inside parts. I hear things nicely tended to detail. Basses, cellos especially, be a little careful. You're a little sharp on a lot of your pitches and measures. 9, 10, be a little careful there. Cello, that was nice. The third and fourth beat of measure 14, your D up to your A there, nicely attended to detail. It didn't stick out too much, but yet it brought us into measure 15. Very nice. I like the fact that your conductor is reflecting the music. He's conducting very musically for you. He's not in any kind of a hurry. He's not herky-jerky, and he's responding with smooth legato conducting, and you all are doing that with him. As far as an ensemble goes, you can't ask for anything better than a group to follow the conductor the way you are. Congratulations. Nice detail in 23 with a forte piano, and especially the change of dynamics in measure 24. Congratulations. Again, I'm going to pick on you just a little bit, cellos and basses. You know, intonation for a groove really starts from the bottom up, and your ears are by far your most important musical tool. And you're doing a really good job. I notice that most of you are seventh graders. But there's always that part of music that requires us to listen. And when you're listening with your ears for not only what you're sounding like by yourself, but how you're blending together with your group, and that magic word intonation becomes very important. Nice contrast of the piano at 33. You may want to check that chord and measure 36. If I knew this music a little bit better, I'd be following along a specific part. I'm trying to give you general comments on some things that I'm hearing here. Nice day crescendo at 36. I think your intonation's a little suspect on that chord. Yeah, first violins in measure 42, getting all the way up to the D on the end of 2 of that measure. Again, you're a little under the pitch of that as well, too, just a little bit. Nice crescendo in 47 and 48. Nicely done into measure 49. Beautiful sound. You know, folks, you are a very fine and well-trained group. You follow your conductor. No one's playing on their own. Again, very impressed by what I'm seeing you do. Your sound, to me, sounds older than you are. If you truly are seventh graders, and most of you are seventh graders, then congratulations. I've adjudicated many of these festivals, and quite frankly, you're as good as many of the high schools that I've heard. Congratulations. All right, the fantasy on a theme from Thailand. Looks like we have a little bit more of a technical piece here. Looks like we have some rhythm. Looks like we have some tempo issues and things that are coming up. I enjoyed listening to you warm up with this again, and that's a good thing about being able to be in the room while you're working, as I get a chance to hear what you're doing and how you're preparing. Again, I'm going to remind you that careful attention to intonation, especially with strings. You're not like a clarinet or a flute where you have just one way of pressing down a B flat. You can slide up and slide down. You can make adjustments, and that's what your ears come in handy for. You can make those adjustments ever so slightly when you play. You're much like a vocalist in that respect. Beautiful opening. Make sure you have enough bow left to get through that fermata first violins. I heard a definite rearticulation instead of holding that through. Your director may have wanted that, but I think I would like to hear a little bit more of a longer bow so that can just hold through without a re-attack of that note. This pizzicato section at 7, I noticed when you warmed up, it's just so sweet and so beautiful. Good for you. And believe it or not, I love your intonation here. Nice first violins when you come in with your the arco section and you're playing all those notes. Really beautiful. Nice effect in the background with the percussion and the slapping of your fingers on your strings, cellos. That's really neat. Your director's probably told you that most of these Oriental themes are based on that pentatonic scale, which to me is one of my favorite modes of musical composition. We eliminate any half steps, and so we have just these beautiful chords that never really clash, no matter what notes we put together. And again, you're playing beautifully. Nice tempo change in the 20. Nice crescendo into measures 22 and 23. The decrescendo coming back to 24. Nicely done. And again, your attention to detail belays the fact that you were seventh graders. Director, You've done a fine job with these young students here. I really think this is one of the better groups that I've heard in one of these festivals. I hear you're the very first one. I hope you don't spoil my ears for the rest of the day. Nice job. Students in measure 29 and measure 30, the violas, that was just beautiful, the crescendo, decrescendo, one of those three notes. Very nicely done. Love the tempo change at 32. Attention to detail, your rhythm is right together. Love it. Got to be a little careful into this section here. It's easy, especially on fast loud notes, to rush. Be careful, first violin, that you are right with your director. Real easy to push that tempo ahead and get too fast. Yeah, measure 50, violins, I don't hear your intonation as good as what I heard before. I had some issues with the intonation of your chords, 50-51. Director, you may want to go back and you may want to focus in on the violin 1 and 2 part and the cello part, making sure they are locked in so the solo section in your viola part locks right in with it as well. I know how hard that is, especially for young hands that are growing and things that are changing. Again, detail to every one of those notes, especially the higher notes in each of your phrases at 63 and to 61 here, making sure they're right high enough, believe it or not. Here, a little under the pitch. It's just an adjustment of where your hands need to go. Love the fact that you choose music, director, that showcases and gives every one of your sections a chance to play a solo line or a lead line. Cellos have had their moment. Violas have had their moment. Of course, violins. Now that is so juicy at measure 77. So well done. You know, at measure 81, not sure that was quite a forte, but you know something, it still was loud enough, and that's a pizzicato. You show me a contrast in volume between these two sections. Measure 81, measure 83, really nice. Nice crescendo in measure 87. Wow, this is so good. Nice contrast into the Vivace at 96. Basses and cellos, measure 106, measure 109, pick us into 110. Really well done. I really like this group. You know, I'm looking around your group. I love your posture. I love the way you're playing. You're very, again, attentive. You have wonderful look to your playing posture. It's very healthy. Director obviously has helped you with how to play that instrument and how to feel comfortable with the way you're holding it and what you're doing. Fantastic. Director, you may want to consider at measure 127 on the repeat doing something a little different the second time. You know, it doesn't say to necessarily do that, but I would suggest, there you go. Musically, we have a little more of a accelerando there. Presto at measure 136, getting every one of those beats, 1, 2, 3, 4, And in measure 36, going into measure 137, making sure that we're not pushing ahead or getting too fast as we're playing through this particular section. But again, there are so many really, really good things going on in this young group. I'm very, very pleased with what I heard from my very first orchestra today. And my thoughts for you would be, just how good is this group going to get by the time you head off to your high school? I consider the middle school the transitional period. That's the place where you come out of elementary school and you learn the basics. And I think in the junior high, that's our goal is to give you a love of music and making beautiful music. Then in high school, we can really refine your talents and spend that 4 years of really turning you into a fantastic player. And not only are you learning how to make great music as an ensemble together right now, you're actually doing some of the things that a high school group would be doing freshman and sophomore year. You're actually refining the way you're playing. There are a lot of fantastic musicians in this group, I can tell. It wouldn't be as clean as it was, nor would it be near as good as it was if you didn't have some great musicians. But you've also got some really great teaching going on. I totally affirm what I hear from your group today. Mr. Conway, again, this is Dan Bishop from Clovis Unified and Willow International Community College. What I heard today, compared to many groups that I've heard at festivals for years and years and years, is a step above most groups like you've done. And please convey to your kids how much I appreciate listening to them today. And for you personally, again, you are doing a fantastic job. Thank you so much.